Governor Dana Malloy said Tuesday that Connecticut is seeking to join other states in challenging the Trump administration's threat to withhold federal money from so-called sanctuary cities. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Malloy says as soon as there were rumors that the Trump administration would adopt such a policy, he discussed the issue with State Attorney General George Jepson. He says they believe such an action violates state rights under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution.
He will coordinate with like-minded attorney generals, and I think that there will be opposition to the president's abridgment of the 10th Amendment.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order last Wednesday that targets cities like New Haven and Hartford in Connecticut because they shield undocumented residents from deportation. Malloy says he supports the cities.
I think we can comply with the law of the nation and protect those individuals and honor those individuals and respect those individuals who need our honor, our respect, and our understanding. And I don't see that there's a conflict with the Constitution of the United States.
Trump's executive action says that communities that fail to comply with federal immigration enforcement agencies will be ineligible to receive most federal grants. Ebong Odama, WSHU News.